meeting in New York among representatives from the United States, Russia, the European Union, and the United Nations is supposed to be finding a consensus on how to deal with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Instead, it's revealing gaps between Washington and the other parties working for peace in the region. The group, known as the Quartet, has agreed on a common goal: two states, Israel and Palestine, living side by side in peace. But the group did not agree on how to get there. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports from New York.
U.S. allies have been careful not to confront Washington directly over its new approach to the Middle East, outlined by President Bush in a policy speech on June 24th. The president promised U.S. help in creating a Palestinian state, but only after significant reforms by the Palestinians, including a change in leadership. Arab and European governments agree on the need for governmental reforms, but don't accept the U.S. determination to sideline Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. After yesterday's meeting in New York, Secretary of State Colin Powell said the group was preoccupied with how to help the Palestinian people, not Arafat's political future.
The bulk of our discussion dealt with the Palestinian people and the path that we have laid out to get to a settlement. Our concern right now is not about an individual, but about a difficult situation where people are in need. So most of our time was spent on real concrete things, and we did not spend a great deal of time on personalities.
But when questioned directly by reporters, the other members of the quartet were candid about their differences with Washington. Russian Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov.
It is only for the Palestinians to decide who they want to have as their leaders. It is the sovereign right of the Palestinian people. As for Chairman Arafat, he is a legitimately elected leader of Palestine, and while he is in this capacity, we'll continue to maintain our relations with him.
UN Secretary General Kofi Annan and European Union Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana said they too will continue to work with Arafat until his people decide otherwise. The U.S. also is at odds with the rest of the group because Washington has declined to make demands on Israel until the Palestinians take significant steps toward improving security for Israelis. Secretary of State Powell emphasized what the Bush administration considers the immediate priorities in the Middle East conflict.
Everything really, though, begins with creating a better sense of security, a better handle on the security situation in the region. And so that's the one we'll be moving out more aggressively on.
Powell said the U.S. still is committed to simultaneous progress on political and economic issues as well as security. But he warned that the progress on all three tracks may not be parallel. Other members of the quartet condemned ongoing violence in the region, including the bombing ambush of a bus near a Jewish settlement hours before the quartet was to meet. But Arab and European governments maintain that without progress on political issues, the violence will only worsen. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan expressed that concern yesterday.
I agree with everything the Secretary Powell has said, but only to add that we should work on security. But even if the security track gains some traction, unless we show some progress on the other two tracks, that will not work. That would also fail.
Last night, members of the quartet, joined by the foreign ministers of Jordan and Egypt, talked to reporters again in the garden outside of Kofi Annan's residence. Jordanian Foreign Minister Marwan Washer acknowledged differences with Washington on how to approach the Middle East, but he said he was encouraged by the group's commitment to a common goal: creation of a Palestinian state within 3 years. A senior State Department official offered a similar observation of the meeting. He said the participants were realistic, recognized areas of disagreement, but had constructive ideas about how to move forward. Those ideas will be discussed further later this week when the foreign ministers of Jordan, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia are expected in Washington. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, New York.